Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. Online, on the air, all that good stuff. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
It's everywhere.
Let's see, 8:16. We're going to get to your ditch. How about you? Shabadoo. We're going to get to your WTF in just a few. That's what I was trying to say. But first, I just want to say real quick from everyone here at WIRX and Southwestern Michigan College, happy National Nurses Day. Your sister's a nurse, isn't she?
Absolutely. My sister's awesome. A nurse. So big shout out. She's listening. She does listen occasionally. So if she's out there, happy Nurses Day. Tiffany.
And of course, Tiffany and all the nurses out there, the health service representatives, thank you. It is National Nurses Day, and we just want to say thanks. We appreciate it, especially now more than ever. We've always appreciated you, but just what's happening with the current pandemic and all these nurses putting their lives on the line every single day is just absolutely amazing. They've heeded the call, and we can't say thank you enough. Check out our WIRX Facebook page. We actually made a fun little video and gave a shout out to some local nurses, and maybe a nurse that you know is on there, or maybe you're a nurse and you're on there. So just check it out. It's on our Facebook page. And again, a huge thank you to Southwestern Michigan College for helping us say thank you and happy National Nurses Day.
Some of the stories she has at Christmas dinner are just, dude,
I can only
imagine doing that type of work.
Yeah.
And it takes special type of people to do that. And,
for sure.
They deserve more than just a day. But, hey, today, thank you.
Thank you. All right. There you go. And, again, check it out at WIRX's Facebook page. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the business.
Sup, Kate? They are offering a curbside service. They're open today. They have different hours. Just call them. Katie and the gang are there to help you out at Smith Indoor Garden. So do you want to do aggressive chicken or crack pipe?
Oh.
Both good options.
Damn it, dude. That's a tough decision.
Aggressive chicken or crack pipe?
Dude, you can never go wrong with a crack pipe story. Let's go with that.
All right. You'll like this. The cops in Port St. Lucie in Florida pulled over a 61-year-old guy named Derry West last week because the license plate on his pickup truck was invisible. Well, as the cop approached the truck, Derry tried to get rid of his crack pipe by throwing it out the passenger side window.
Derry? Come on, man.
Derry smokes a lot of crack.
He does.
What he didn't realize is that cops were walking up on both sides of the truck. So he threw the pipe out the window and accidentally hit one of the cops in the face with the crack pipe.
No. You don't want your dirty crack pipe hitting a cop in the face. That's terrible. That's got to look over your right shoulder, man.
Derry was charged with felony evidence tampering. Let's check out Derry's mugshot. You know, Derry doesn't look like a crack pipe smoker.
Looks pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe maybe he just started.
He's new to it. Yeah, most crack smokers don't get to 61. So maybe he's new to the crack game. So he chucked it. Did the old underhand shovel pass, the old Brett Favre shovel pass, and smoked the cop in the face with his crack pipe.
See, what you got to do is you got to read the defensive end. If he comes at you, you pitch the crack pipe. It's a speed option with a crack pipe, basically. That's what it is.
So, are you going to tuck it? Are you going to tuck the crack pipe, or are you going to shuck it? He shucked it, and it did not go well for him. So,
have you ever tossed anything out the window, Brock, getting pulled over?
Getting pulled over, no. I've never tossed anything out the window to hide evidence.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger and dumber, we would throw beer bottles at road signs.
Yeah.
But never to hide evidence. No, no.
Did you ever see that video of the guy who got pulled over and he had weed on him, but he was going to a birthday party, and so he tied his weed to all these balloons that he had, and so his weed goes flying up in the air, and the cop runs and grabs his gun, and he starts trying to shoot these balloons down so he can get this evidence.
Just,
it was like, yes.
That seems aggressive.
This is awesome. You know? Hey, bro, sorry. No evidence.
Well, good news is, Chief, we got the balloons down, and we have the weed in the evidence locker. The bad news is we ended up shooting 3 bald eagles in the process.
Right.
They were flying by, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shoot the eagles, but they
just aimlessly shooting, trying to get these balloons.
Did you ever see the guy? I'm sure you've seen this. Speaking of getting rid of evidence, the guy they got him on the hood of the cop car. And so he's cuffed.
Yeah, yes,
and the
yes.
bag, I think it's coke. Cocaine for the laymans out there. And it's on the hood. And he just hung up, just Pac-Mans it.
Yeah, he starts eating it because they're wrestling with him, trying to cuff him. And he looks, because the camera's right in his face.
Right in his face. And he just hung up, and he eats the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Just.
It's funny, dude.
Look, if you got the evidence on you, I mean, it's not going to end well either way.
No, it's not. Just lean into it. Go to jail. Do your time.
Think fast. Ow! Was that your crack pipe? Did you just throw a crack pipe at my face?
Chip my tooth.
Your crack pipe chipped my tooth. That's your WTF.